The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show, which I'm doing live today from Hartford, Connecticut, this rainy day. Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less-than-healthy status as the way it is. Unfortunately, for too many of them, they don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Cancer may presently be the second leading cause of death in North America. However, if the trend doesn't change soon, cancer is expected to infect 50% of the population within the next 10 to 20 years. In the United States alone, nearly 600,000 people succumb to this disease every year. And in Canada, nearly 3,000 people are diagnosed with cancer every week. Needless to say, cancer is one of the most feared of all the diseases. Although these statistics are staggering, there is a lot you can do to reduce your risk of developing this disease. The key is simply having the right information, but also applying it. Sometimes we forget to apply that information, and thereby it really is nothing after all. Perhaps more than any other cancer is the disease of the cells. More specifically, it's really a disease that results from a problem with cellular metabolism. The normal life cycle of a healthy cell involves quite a few controlled processes. However, a cancer cell is a cell that no longer functions within normal controls. And due to this fact, it undergoes unrestricted growth. Cancer has one goal and one goal alone, to survive at all costs, even at the expense of the host. Early last century, Nobel laureate Dr. Otto Warburg observed that tumor cells thrive in an oxygen-deprived environment. In a lecture to Nobel laureates in 1966, Dr. Warburg stated that in order to prevent cancer, we must preserve high blood oxygen levels. Of course, he also advised avoiding known carcinogens, which isn't exactly easy in a world that produces more than 600 billion pounds of synthetic chemicals every single year. Today on Transforming Health, what if the medical establishment didn't want you to know about promising alternative therapies for cancer? What if we've known about these therapies all along, but they and the professionals who promote them have been silenced and even ridiculed by the very agencies that are put in place to protect us? Worse yet, what if the standard conventional treatments for cancer, such as the chemotherapy and the radiation and surgery, the very treatments we trust our cancer specialists with, are causing more harm than good? You're about to hear a lot of disturbing and eye-opening information about cancer and the way it is treated today, much of which I expect to be extremely controversial. So let's get started. After losing several family members to cancer, including both of his parents, today's guest made it his life's mission to share a remarkable discovery with the world. He found this during his years of research for his new book. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. Please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Think Outside the Box. We have Ty Bollinger with us. Ty, how are you doing today?
Brad, I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on. And it's actually Cancer, Step Outside the Box is the title, but close enough.
Okay, well, I won't get that wrong again.
No sweat. Glad to be on.
I shared with you off the air, I have a history of cancer within my family as well. That's one of the reasons that I got into nutritional research in the first place. My mother died of pancreatic cancer. My father had prostate cancer and also cardiovascular disease. But, you know, you have your own story, and I thought we'd start off with that. Tell us, you know, what really drove you to write a book about, more importantly, the alternative therapies for cancer?
Sure, yeah, great way to start, Brad. My father was diagnosed with stomach cancer in 1996. On July the 1st of 1996, he was diagnosed, and he died on the 25th of July. He died in 3 weeks. And that was really the beginning of my cancer journey, my cancer research, and I really kind of dove headfirst at that time to learning more about alternative treatments, because I saw through my father that the conventional treatments, which he had surgery, I think he really died from the surgery. He bled to death over a course of a few weeks. I really began to study alternative treatments at that time. That was kind of at the inception of the Internet. And so, there wasn't a lot of information out there. So, I mean, I was heading to the library and reading and studying and learning. And I first stumbled onto Jason Vail, probably the first big, well-known guy in the alternative realm back in 1997 or so. With the apricot seeds, the B17,
right,
and he was on Extra TV show, and so he was pretty well known for that time, without the internet. And since the internet's really exploded in the last decade, the amount of information that you can get out there is just mind-boggling. And so my research really took off probably a couple years later. My mother died of stomach cancer as well, and that really drove me to get the book out, because the things that I was learning, all of your what ifs that you began the program with, are true. And so I was learning that there are really good alternative treatments that are really being suppressed because the money aspect of the conventional treatments is so gigantic that it's not lucrative to promote any kind of alternative treatment. So my goal was really to get a book together that summarized the best alternative treatments and just make it available to people so that if they're diagnosed, they know what their options are.
So, Ty, have you actually uncovered any research regarding, like, an actual censorship when it comes to alternative treatments by, let's say, the government? I mean, after all, someone famous once said that disease is actually too big a business not to be subsidized by the government. Do you feel this way about cancer?
Absolutely do, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. The treatments are being censored. They're being suppressed. I mean, the doctors are regularly harassed, persecuted, even run out of the country. I mean, if you look at the situation of Alpha Omega Labs out of Louisiana, they were producing a black salve called Kenzima that absolutely works and successfully with skin cancer. I mean, it's worked on me personally. It worked on my grandmother. I know dozens of other people that have used the Kenzima salve, and it basically takes care of skin cancers, most skin cancers, in a couple weeks. But they ran them out of the country to Ecuador. That's one example. I could give you dozens.
It's unbelievable, especially when you're talking about the electronic age that we live in, and people are becoming a lot more aware. There are more people taking nutritional supplements now than ever before. Yet doctors are still talking against nutritional supplements, even though most doctors actually take a vitamin pill. So why do you still think these therapies are not getting the attention they deserve if people are willing to actually go on to the internet in this information age and actually do a little bit of homework themselves? Why aren't people taking them more seriously?
Well, honestly, in the last 4 years since I published the book initially in 2006, it's now in its fifth edition, but people are becoming more aware. I've noticed a big awareness increase over the last 4 to 5 years. They are becoming aware because of the internet, and as a result, I really believe that the people out there that don't want us to know, the big companies that are making money on cancer, they're really kind of stepping up their agenda to suppress.
So it's all really about the money. It's the players, the drug companies, the chemotherapy suppliers that make billions upon billions of dollars on these products. They don't want to lose any share of that market, obviously.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. It is about the money. I did an interview last week with a program out of Denmark I can't even remember the name of it. It was an odd European name. But anyway, the program host, he asked me, he said, you know, you, Ty, you accuse the drug companies in your book of trying to profit at the expense of the cancer patient. Isn't that the same thing that you're doing by selling a book? I said, first of all, I don't think that you can compare chemotherapy, which some chemotherapy shots go for $50,000 per shot. I don't think it's fair to compare that to a book that sells for under $30.
Where one is supposedly trying to help people, where the other one is, you know, obviously,
perpetual,
or very possibly and very likely harming people.
Oh, well, yeah, it is. I mean, chemotherapy, without a doubt, is a carcinogen. Most chemotherapies are known carcinogens. If you look at, for instance, tamoxifen, which is a chemotherapy drug for breast cancer, in 1996, the World Health Organization declared it to be a known carcinogen.
Right.
So how can you cure cancer with a drug that creates cancer?
Well, which is why women can only go on it for short periods of time.
Exactly.
They can't go on it indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy because doctors all take the oath of first do no harm, and yet they're very intelligent individuals. They spend a lot of time studying, and I know they're told specific things, and they're taught a specific way. For instance, they're taught nutrition doesn't control the biology of the body. Maybe
yes.
Drugs do.
Yes.
Wouldn't you think that they would be intelligent enough to think outside the box themselves and question a lot of these therapies that they're actually prescribing to their patients that are possibly killing them?
Yeah, and many of them do. Many doctors do think outside the box, and many of them are questioning the protocols. And I mean, if you look, this is a statistic that I quote in the book. It was a study that was done over the last few years in McGill Cancer Clinic in Montreal, Canada. They interviewed, I believe it was 64 oncologists, to ask them if they were diagnosed with cancer or if their family, would they submit themselves to chemo? And 91% of them, I think it was 58, said no. So the oncologists know. I mean, I was just talking to a man at church on Sunday just a couple days ago, and his wife was an oncology nurse, and she got cancer, and she went alternative.
Wow.
They know. They do know. And
So it's basically a business, and if they are to prescribe or to even suggest something that would be natural, less invasive, what happens?
Well, good. That's a good question, because I was about to mention a doctor that I interviewed with. He has a radio show down in El Paso, Texas, Dr. Ben Joseph, and he was telling me about his time going through residency where he began to learn about the importance of health and nutrition and supplements and diet and all those good things. And he was told flat out by his superiors that if he began to mention nutrition, supplements, natural approaches, that he would lose his license.
Unbelievable.
And so he said, this is not for me. I cannot go the medical doctor route. So he's a naturopath now. But that does happen.
Incredible. You know, when we come back, we're going to go to a break in less than a minute here. And when we come back, I want to start off with you explaining to the listeners about the Big Three. And I want to get your take on the Big Three, because the Big Three is a massive, massive industry in itself, one of the biggest businesses in the world today. And then I want to get your take on some of these foundations, or the majority of these foundations, that raise money for cancer. I'm very curious to see what you have to say. I have some of my thoughts about this, but I'd really like to get your take on that.
Sure.
You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We're talking to the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Ty Bollinger is with us today. Today's show is about making people aware of alternative cancer treatments and to identify these rare treatments which actually do work. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Are you finding fitness a chore? Is health and nutrition too time-consuming for you? It doesn't have to be like that at all. Tune in to Fit Fan for Fun, Lifestyle Fitness with your host, Shira Litwack. Every week, Shira and her guests will show you the fun side of fitness. We'll invite you to send topic suggestions and questions via email, as well as call into the program. You'll get sensible fitness and nutrition advice in a relaxed and fun program. You won't look at fitness as an enemy ever again. Fit Fan for Fun airs every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie and Todd Allen. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way. With celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages, Tina Marie and Todd Allen bring you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, if you're just tuning in, we're discussing the subject of cancer, the business of cancer today, and more importantly, why we don't seem to be winning the war on cancer, the same war that was first declared by President Nixon in 1971. It turns out that the real war is, or at least seems to be, being fought against alternative cancer treatments, many of which seem to hold a lot more promise than the toxic mainstream treatments, which often cause irreparable damage to the very bodies they're supposed to heal. Cancer patients deserve to know what goes on behind the scenes instead of just being frightened to death into believing they have no other option than to choose a conventional approach that has been recommended by the very professionals they're putting their trust in. How many times have we heard stories about a cancer patient that was told by their oncologist that if they didn't undergo surgery or radiation or chemotherapy immediately, that they would die? Why are so many cancer specialists not willing to consider that there are other alternative treatments available that do show incredible promise? I mean, that really is the million-dollar question of today's show. Once again, to help us uncover the lies and the truths behind cancer options, please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and the author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Think Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. Ty, once again, I said think outside the box. It's step outside the box.
That's what, bro.
Let's get into the big three, because I think, you know, people hear about this all the time in the news. A lot of people, unfortunately, are faced with this, with a family member or even with themselves when they come face-to-face with, you know, a specialist in this area, an oncologist, and they're told that they need one of the big three in order to treat their cancer. What is the big three, and what are really the dangers that you have found with the big three?
Yeah, the big three is kind of a catchphrase for chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. That's the main three conventional treatments that are now prescribed or advocated for cancer patients. I call them cut, poison, and burn. Cutting being surgery, poisoning being chemotherapy, and then burning being radiation. And by the way, there's a friend of mine named Louis Cimino. He has just finished a documentary called Cut, Poison, and Burn, and it's out there at the film festivals in California right now. It's going to be fantastic. But that's the big three. Why are the big three prescribed when they do not absolutely work on most cancers? Is because they're lucrative. I mean, surgeries are very expensive. Radiation is more expensive. And then when you get to chemotherapy, that's the cash cow. Chemotherapy is... the average chemotherapy revenue from a single cancer patient is between $750,000 and $1 million.
And that's so what's the likelihood of success then? What are doctors, if you were sitting in front of an oncologist today and you were diagnosed with cancer and the oncologist said to you, you have no other choice, Ty, you have to undergo chemotherapy or you're going to die, and you said to that doctor, well, you know, what are my chances of survival if I actually undergo this treatment? What's that oncologist going to tell you the majority of the time?
Well, the oncologist is going to probably give you some flub statistics. But if you look at the real statistics, there's a study that was done 4 or 5 years ago in Royal Sydney Cancer Centre in Australia. And they did, it was the oncology unit, they did a study on the 5-year survival rate as a result of chemo in the United States and in Australia. Okay, 5 years. What kind of effectiveness did chemotherapy have for someone to live 5 years? In the USA, it was 2.1%, and in Australia, it was 2.3%. So just over 2% of cancers will be cured for 5 years with chemo. That, to me, that's not acceptable.
So you're saying there's a net 97 to 98% fatality rate for people that are taking these conventional approaches?
Yes, yes. And here's the thing, see, because when you look at statistics, and I'm a CPA, so I understand statistics, you can make statistics say anything that you want, and people don't understand that you need to look at who is the study group, what kind of cancer patients were looked at for these statistics. Was it all cancer patients across the board with all kinds of cancer? Was it a certain kind of cancer? If you look at, say, for instance, testicular cancer, well, radiation is very successful with testicular cancer, okay? I mean, that's, look at Lance Armstrong. He's the
right
poster boy for that. But that's a rare kind of cancer that works with, that radiation works with. But most cancers, it doesn't work because you can't isolate the radiation in the testes if it's in the pancreas. Right?
So they use one specific protocol to basically blanket all of the other numerous types of cancers.
Yes, absolutely. And that is exactly what they do. And if you look at studies that are done on cancer patients, if a cancer patient, this is regularly done in cancer studies, if a cancer patient dies during the testing period, they're thrown out of the sample. Okay? And so if you have let's say you have 10 patients that are doing a chemo study, 5 of them die, and the other 5 live, let's say they're looking at how many of them live 1 year, so 1 year survival rate, and the other 5 live a year. Well, you would think that the success rate would be 50% because 5 of them died, but no, the success rate is actually 100% according to the cancer industry because they threw out the other 5 that died during the study. That's just one example of the way the statistics are manipulated.
Right.
Okay.
So it's marketing, basically. That's what it is.
It is spin, spin, spin. That's all it is. You said it right, brother. It's marketing and propaganda.
It's like the food industry. I mean, you know, the food industry, I believe, is actually creating a lot of the epidemic of cancer nowadays because, you have to look at the big three there, the fat, the sugar,
yeah,
the salt. That is what is really governing our need, our desire, and our addictions for these fast foods.
And it's so funny that you mentioned that because I was just thinking of back, I think it was March this year, Kentucky Fried Chicken was the sponsor for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It was either March or April, and they had their pink buckets of fried chicken.
Yeah.
And supposedly 50 cents or a dollar from every bucket went to breast cancer awareness. But
well, there was just something in USA Today, I believe it was yesterday or today, about Mike's Pink Lemonade or Mike's Lemonade, the alcohol company.
Oh, yeah.
and they give, you know, proceeds, obviously, and I think their pink lemonade now, obviously, the pink because of the breast awareness.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know, studies are showing that alcohol is directly linked to a higher rate of breast cancer.
Yes.
So, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, some of these foundations will take the money, but it seems hypocritical to me.
Well, it is. It is, and it's so ironic that you have, you know, alcohol and fried chicken being associated with breast cancer awareness. When you go indulge in a healthy diet of alcohol and fried chicken for a year, and you're going to give yourself cancer.
So, you know, here's the thing. While we're on that subject, I mentioned before the break, I wanted to ask you about, you know, all of this money that's being raised. You see, you know, almost every other month, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, the Cops for Cancer, and just everything, all of this, you know, millions upon millions of dollars that are raised for cancer research every single year, and yet we don't seem to be getting any closer to the cure for cancer. So why is this? We've got brilliant scientists that are going into laboratories. They have all the money in the world to work with. Why are we not coming up with a cure?
Because they're limited on their focus. We're not coming up with a cure because they're limited on their research into newer and better drugs. And drugs will never cure cancer. And so that really is the main reason that we're not getting any closer to a cure, is because they're researching the wrong direction.
So how come none of these foundations are actually putting money into the awareness and to actually not getting cancer in the first place, to actually, you know, being proactive with our lives, learning about the proper foods, learning about, you know, what type of environmental carcinogens there are and how to avoid those. Why isn't the money going into, making us more aware of the things that actually cause cancer in the first place?
Do you want my cynical answer? Because because prevention is a bad word when it comes to medical research. They're not interested in preventing disease. They're interested in treating it, because treating it is lucrative. And treating a cancer patient, the cancer patient's body basically becomes a revenue stream for the drug companies and the doctors. Preventing disease, eventually, all of your research money, all of your revenue from treating disease would die up if you taught people how to prevent.
So it's too big a business, is what you're saying.
It's too big a business, as you've heard the president say many times, both Democratic and Republican. It's too big to fail. And when we talk about the medical industry, especially in cancer, it's too big to fail. It's an industry that is thriving on perpetuating cancer and treating sickness, but never preventing and never really curing.
Okay, so let's talk for a couple of minutes about, in your book, you break it down basically into four parts. And in one of the parts, you talk about the facts, the fictions, and the frauds. And you talk about, some of these things that have been exposed over the years, yet the majority of people really don't even know about these. Like the problems with aspartame, the problems with mercury, the problems with fluoride. You even get into things like root canals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, in that section of the book, I do deal with things. I wanted to make the book where it was not just a cancer book; that it was an overall health book, and I wanted to deal. excuse me, I wanted the book to deal with truth on all levels, and so these are things that may not be directly related to cancer, but they may be as well. But they're also the facts and fictions and fraud section is. It's really beliefs that are what I consider to be mainstream that are false. And so that's why I dealt with mercury and fluoride. And the section on root canals, I mean, it's amazing how many cases of cancer can be linked to toxic teeth, as I call it in the book. You've got all kinds of microbes, parasitic microbes that are sealed up inside your tooth when you get a canal.
Right.
And so when you look at degenerative disease, and you look at the meridians of the body and so on, you can link disease oftentimes back to bad teeth, toxic teeth. I mean, my friend James Howenstein, who's a doctor down in Costa Rica, one of my favorite quotes from him, which I included in the book, is he says, many chronic diseases, perhaps most of them, are a result of root canal surgery.
Interesting.
And Dr.
I mean, it's well known that periodontal disease causes heart disease.
Yes.
So, that's a very easy way to see if somebody has a problem with their arteries is, what is basically the health of their mouth like? Obviously every single thing is linked within the body. And, what about the environment? What about all of these environmental toxins I spoke about at the very beginning? I mean, if you go back 50 years ago, we knew of about 1 billion pounds annually of all these synthetic organic chemicals that were never part of our past. And now all of a sudden, there's 600 times this amount that's in the air that we breathe, in the foods that we eat, in our water supply. Do you talk about these in the book?
Yeah, I do talk about the environmental toxins, the pesticides, the fungicides. I call it the different sides of modern medicine in the book. But we are being bombarded with environmental toxins every day in the air, in the water, on the food that we eat. It is amazing, the increase. And I really believe that the increase in the environmental toxins is one of the direct reasons that the cancer epidemic has just exploded.
Well, sure. I mean, we've just learned. I mean, we've heard about this numerous times in the news over the past couple of years about the bisphenol A, the BPA that's found in plastics, right?
Plastics. Yep.
And now people are becoming a little more aware and saying, maybe I should drink out of stainless steel. But they're also found in the foods that they're microwaving. They're found in the inner linings of cans. They're found on refrigerator shelves. shelves. I mean, they're found almost everywhere. They used to be in baby bottles. And, you know, what do people do? They heat up the baby bottles and give the hot milk to the children, and they leach this BPA, which is a known carcinogen. So, you know, we have to be more aware because, in my opinion, you know, we have cancers that are happening within the body every second of every day. It's just many of us don't know about them. Well, you know, our immune system's strong enough to fight them off, but enough is enough, and I think eventually the body just wears out and it can't handle it, and the immune system just kind of gives up.
There you go. That's exactly right, Brad. That's exactly what happens, is the toxic overload finally becomes too great for your immune system to ward off, and you succumb to cancer. Used to, we didn't have the amount of toxins, so it took a lot longer, if ever, for you to be diagnosed with cancer. And now, much shorter period of time, because your immune system is just on overload every day, just trying to keep you alive.
Today's show is about making people aware of alternative cancer treatments and to identify these very rare treatments, which we will do next after the break, treatments that actually do work. We're talking with cancer researcher Ty Bollinger. The book is Cancer: Step Outside the Box. We'll be right back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Are you ready to get freed up? Join Dr. Jennifer Fried, one of America's leading psychological thinkers, for a groundbreaking program with fascinating guests and full participation from you. Freed Up will explore topics like liberation in long-term relationships, parenting in the 21st century, comfort in stressful times, and much more. Tune in to Freed Up every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel, and wake up to the heartbeat of your life.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. There is evidence that there are literally hundreds of alternative cancer treatments that are available. Most of them alternative, and a handful are believed to be highly effective with minimal, if any, damage, unlike their conventional counterparts. So why have the majority of cancer patients who are faced with making a life or death decision never heard about these before? Worse yet, why are they immediately shot down by the medical professionals when someone questions their efficacy? If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, wouldn't you want to explore more than one option? The majority of the medical establishment is against alternative cancer treatments because, well, for the most part, they're taught to believe that disease can only be treated through surgery or drugs. See, this is one of the main reasons most doctors are convinced that the only viable treatments for cancer are things like chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. It's not as if doctors are out to get us or are trying to intentionally harm us, but our belief systems define us. They really do. They define who we are. So if a doctor is only recommending a conventional medical approach to cancer treatment, it's because he or she believes that this is your only option. Yet my guest today was talking about, this was in the first part of the show, according to a study in 1986, the McGill Cancer Center in Montreal, and this is one of the largest and most esteemed cancer treatment centers in the world, 64 oncologists were surveyed to see how they would personally respond to a diagnosis of cancer, and of the 64 oncologists surveyed, 58 said that all chemotherapy programs were unacceptable to them and their family members due to the fact that the drugs don't work and are toxic. That means that 91% of the oncologists surveyed would not submit themselves to the same protocols that they prescribe to their very patients. Does this even make sense? So even though chemo will kill more patients than it will help, cancer specialists are telling their patients that it is their best treatment option. It's absolutely unbelievable to me. Today's guest has made it his life's mission to share a remarkable discovery he made during years of research for his book. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without surgery or drugs. Please welcome freedom advocate, cancer researcher, and the author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. Ty, let's talk about some of the treatments now. We've basically covered the problems. There are obviously too many problems to cover even in a full hour like this. But let's talk about some of the more positive things. What are, out of all these treatments that you've researched over the years, because let's face it, there are some that, you know, will take people's money and they really aren't that efficacious. Whereas you've actually sorted through those and you've come up with ones that really seem to show the most promise. So which ones are the ones that have the most promise?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. And you know, you said one thing right there at the intro that I want to reiterate, and that's that I'm not anti-doctor. Okay, doctors are not bad people. They've just been taught the wrong protocol when it comes to treating cancer is all. And so, while I am very opposed to the medical establishment, as I call it, with the suppression of treatments, that's not doctors individually. Those are people that are higher up within the companies that are responsible for that. Doctors are just doing what they've been taught.
Right.
And so I just want to make sure that people know that I'm not anti-doctor. I don't hate doctors. Doctors are great people. And if I got shot, you know, with a shotgun, I would run to a doctor. I wouldn't run to an herbalist.
Okay? Fair enough.
They definitely have their place. But yeah, good question on the treatments. There, in my book, there are about between 18 and 20, I think, in this last edition of the most potent treatments for cancer. I mean, ranging everywhere from hyperthermia, which is basically superheating the cells, because the cancer cells, being the fact that you mentioned earlier, cancer cells do not do well in the presence of oxygen. They also don't do too well in the presence of heat. And so hyperthermia is an excellent treatment for advanced cancer. There was a doctor back in the late 1800s, Dr. William Coley, and he observed that cancer cells regress in patients where he injected bacterial toxins into the tumor, and it created a high fever. And so he began doing studies, and so there's a modern name for his toxins called Coley's toxins. But that's mentioned in the book, hyperthermia. The Budwig diet is a fantastic diet for cancer patients because of the mixture of cottage cheese with flaxseed oil.
How do you spell that?
Budwig, B-U-D-W-I-G.
Okay.
Budwig diet, and there's a section on the Budwig diet. And my good friend Bill Henderson, who's written a book on alternative treatments, he's actually written a couple of them. That is his primary protocol, and he personally has helped coach over 2,000 cancer patients back to health using Budwig diet as a staple of his protocol.
Now, is the Budwig diet, is it an alkaline diet? Is that why it's having so much success, or is it completely different?
It's an alkaline diet, yes, but it's also based on the fact that Dr. Johanna Budwig, who came up with the diet probably, I guess it was 80 years ago or so now, she believed that the main problem with cancer patients was the hydrogenated oils, the processed fats.
Right.
Because she believed that these fats and oils that are hydrogenated are chemically changed. They shut down the electrical field of the cells, and then they made the cells susceptible to chronic and terminal diseases, right? And she was right. I mean, our bodies are electric, And a lot of people don't understand that. But what she found is that through mixing the cottage cheese with the flaxseed oil, that she was able to get the oil or the fatty acids water soluble, and they were able to penetrate through the cell wall and oxygenate the cells, which you talked about earlier, right? Cancer cells thrive in a low oxygen environment. So she found a way through a simple mixture of cottage cheese with flax oil to basically pump oxygen into the cells.
So it's almost like a delivery system.
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a delivery system for oxygen to the cells, and it works fantastically well.
A lot of people don't understand that that's how fatty acids work as well, is they actually allow more of that electric energy to be created within the body, and that electroconductivity can't take place without sufficient fatty acids. And that's why a lot of people these days who eat the wrong types of fats, you mentioned, the hydrogenated fats, the trans fats, which are absolutely horrible. Saturated fats aren't nearly as bad as we think they are. As a matter of fact, a lot of them can be very helpful, like coconut oil.
For instance, coconut oil, you just mentioned. And one of the best oils on earth to eat is completely saturated, but it's a great oil. Okay,
right, so, and even butter, organic, butyric acid, which is the primary fatty acid in butter, is actually very good for the body. It's very good for the immune system.
Butter's great. Butter's fine. Yeah. So
we've got hypothermia. We've got the Budwig diet. Do you cover other, like, do you cover the alkaline diet in the book? Because there's a lot of information about alkalinity and alkaline diets.
There's a protocol called the Select Budwig, which is really, it's focused on alkalinity as well. It combines the Budwig diet with a powder that's called Select Powder, which has substances in it which also, they alkaline your body. They also directly kill cancer cells, such as shark cartilage is one of the ingredients that's in Select. It also combines that with juicing every day, which is very great for alkalinizing your body. And it also combines that with getting sufficient amounts of vitamin D, specifically vitamin D3 every day. Because, as you know, Brad, most of us are vitamin D deficient.
Absolutely.
The statistics are anywhere from 50 to 80% of cancers can be avoided if we just get enough vitamin D, which you can go outside if you live in a warm climate and get it every day free.
Right, and people can just go and have a blood test. It's called the 25-hydroxy vitamin D test, and you want to make sure that you're in the upper limits of your vitamin D, because, as you mentioned, the majority of people, even people living in very warm climates, people in Hawaii have been tested that work without their shirts every single day and get direct sun exposure, and the older we become, the more deficient we become in vitamin D. It's almost like, when we get older, we become insulin insensitive.
Yes.
It's the same thing with vitamin D.
Yeah, you don't absorb it as well. It's kind of like your enzyme activity, too. The older you get, the less your natural enzymes work to digest your food. So
Okay, what are some other ones? What are some of, let me ask you this. If you were diagnosed with cancer, what would you do from this research?
Most likely, it depends on the kind of cancer, but let's just say Not any kind of specific cancer, but the one protocol that I've learned about recently that works amazingly well with most kinds of cancers is called a Life One protocol. Life One is a protocol that was developed by a medical doctor here in the States, and I'm not at liberty to give his name because he's been persecuted quite heavily, and he's not living here anymore. But anyway, I've spoken to him personally on the phone. And it's a protocol now that my friend Dr. James Howenstein, who is a medical doctor of 35 years in the United States, he's now living in Costa Rica. He basically coaches people on this protocol from Costa Rica.
So tell us a little bit about this. What is it?
It's a specialized combination of a bunch of natural herbal ingredients in a liquid form, and they're bound in a specifically designed liposomal base. And the liposomal base allows the full advantage of the active herbal ingredients to remain intact without being broken down when you digest it, right? And so this liposomal carrier enables the herbal active constituents to exert their full effect on the immune system and on the cancers and viruses. And so the carrier base is really what makes this unique, so that it actually gets to your cancers. But it contains chrysin, dindolimethane, resveratrol, turmeric extract, which is curcumin, quercetin, green tea extract, selenium, and among other ingredients. It contains just a handful of really potent anti-cancer herbs.
Well, you know, this is the thing. We're learning, and I'm sure you talk quite heavily about antioxidants, the importance of antioxidants, because obviously a lot of cancer develops because of excess oxidation, because of rancidity that takes place in the body. And some of the most powerful antioxidants really do come from the spice world. When we look at rosemary and turmeric, when we look at cinnamon, these are very, very powerful antioxidants. Sometimes, you know, many, many more times more powerful than anything we can take in the form of vitamin C or vitamin E or, you know, any other antioxidant we can buy in a store. So I think it's very important to understand that.
Oh, and on a side note, cayenne pepper is probably one of the most important herbs or spices that you can have with you. It has amazing effect on heart attacks. I've read reports from physicians that have treated heart attacks with cayenne pepper, and typically their patients respond within a minute of the
interesting because we actually just put out a new product called Ultimate Calorie Burner, and it's a formula that for the first time we've taken a very powerful cayenne, but what we do is we encapsulate the cayenne so that it breaks down in the small intestine rather than in the stomach, because a lot of people feel like they're having a heart attack when they take a really high quality cayenne.
So, yeah, you do feel like you're having one. Yes,
absolutely. We're going to go out to for our final break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a little more with cancer, step outside the box, Ty Bollinger, and we'll talk a little bit more about diets, a little bit more about some of the protocols that Ty speaks about in the book. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com. to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
I can't believe how quickly this hour is passing by, but you know, whenever you have a great guest and an incredible subject, that's what happens. Most doctors have a tendency to believe that not only what they were taught in medical school must be true, but they also believe that what they were not taught must not even be important. As a result, most doctors are still thinking inside the box when it comes to cancer. Doctors who think outside the box and treat the actual cause of disease rather than the symptoms are often labeled as quacks. As I mentioned in the opening of the show, a fresh supply of oxygen is no friend to cancer. This is where proper exercise is no longer an option. High-impact cardio allows for fresh oxygen to circulate throughout the 60,000 miles of blood vessels within the body. Resistance exercise, like weight training, allows for a higher percentage of lean body mass, which actually requires the construction of new blood vessels to support the new tissue, which means even more oxygen. Exercise is a proven way to deliver rich oxygen to every single cell in your body. Research shows that exercise is also helpful if you're recovering from cancer. Please welcome back the author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. Ty, you were talking about some of the most effective treatment options, the alternative treatment options that are available to people who are suffering from cancer right now, the hypothermia, the Budwig diet, the vitamin D, some incredible supplements like Life One. But let me ask you this question. Do you break them down within the book to which ones would be geared more towards early detection of cancer and which ones would be better for advanced, let's say, stage 3, stage 4 cancers?
You know, the treatments that I mentioned in the book are all treatments that I would, and I can't recommend the treatment, right, because I'm not a doctor, but there were treatments that if I were diagnosed with an advanced cancer, all of them are treatments that I would feel comfortable with. So everything that I've included in the book is what I would consider to be an advanced cancer treatment.
Okay. So you would just basically take more of something if it was a more progressive form of cancer. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. And that is the case. And I do talk about that in different sections of the book and in the different treatment sections. Like for instance, with vitamin B17, right? Apricot seeds. There's a cancer killing agent within vitamin B17. Apricot seeds or apple seeds. But as a preventative, you would take less than you would if you were, you know, full blown stage 4 cancer patient.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And there's one thing I want to talk about just for a second here, because I really wouldn't be doing anyone justice if I didn't at least mention this. And it's an actual product, a natural product called PolyMVA that was created quite a few years ago. And there are oncologists that are having very, very high success rates with PolyMVA. So do some research on this. It's Poly, P-O-L-Y, and then capital M, capital V, capital A, and it seems to be absolutely incredible. People swear by it. There's a lot of information on the internet, and you've heard about it as well, haven't you, Ty?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with PolyMVA. It's not included in the book. It's one of the ones that I was considering including in this edition, but I didn't because I didn't want to go over 20 treatments. But excellent. It's a liquid. It's a liquid that's very similar to Protocell.
Yes.
Which is a liquid that is actually in the book. But it's, my friend Bill Henderson, I told you about his book. He includes PolyMVA in his book, Cancer Free. So, yeah, that's an excellent treatment as well. What I didn't want to do was to give people so many treatments that they were overwhelmed, they couldn't pick one.
No, of course. But yeah. You want to give people the option that, you know, if it's easier for them to obtain one over the other.
Sure.
What's your thought on a lot of these clinics that are popping up in Mexico, these alternative clinics? What do you think about those?
Some good, some bad. It depends on the clinic. I mean, since I published the first edition back in 2006, I've taken some clinics out of the book that I've learned that were not what they said they were. And so, you know, that kind of gives the conventional cancer industry uses that as an excuse to basically bad talk everyone that's in the alternative realm. They hear about one clinic that's not succeeding or that's not doing what they say, and so they basically lambast everybody in that realm. So I try to stay, you know, as up to date as I can on the clinics and what's going on down there, because there are some good clinics in Mexico and there are some clinics you don't want to go to. But there, I've got a section in the book on recommended clinics.
Okay. Do you talk about obesity and its relation to cancer in the book?
Well, I don't talk about obesity specifically, but now that you mention that, one of the most important things that you can do to prevent cancer or treat it is to stay active.
And
one of the best exercises that I recommend, and I know many doctors that recommend this to all cancer patients, is rebounding.
Right.
So rebounding on a little mini trampoline, it not only gets your heartbeat up and it gets the oxygen to the cells, it also begins the lymphatic system to pump the lymph. And it basically kickstarts your lymph system. And the lymph system is one of your detox systems in your body that most people that work a 9-to-5 job, that sit at a desk all day, that don't exercise, their lymph is just clogged up and it's just stagnant.
Right, and it doesn't have a central pump, so it needs activity in order to be moved
right
through the body.
Right, and so that's essential. Rebounding, some kind of exercise that you go up and down, that really helps to kickstart the lymph, because detoxification is a key ingredient in any kind of cancer treatment. I don't care what kind of cancer somebody has, they must detox their body, because it only makes sense you need to detox if you got the cancer because of a toxic overload. Shouldn't you detox first?
Right.
And so that's one of the things that I tell everyone that asks me, whether you have a diagnosis of cancer or not, if you're over 30, you should detox. You should do a detox at least once a year.
So, Ty, what do you feel would be the most cancer-protective things that people can do? How can people be a little more proactive so that they don't experience cancer within their lifetime?
Probably real simple rule of thumb, stay away from processed foods, which means probably about 90% of what you're eating, and eat natural foods. Eat natural organic foods. Get a juicer. You can get the juicers on TV on just about every station now. Get a juicer. And instead of drinking your beer, drink a fresh juice.
Yeah.
Instead of eating your burger and fries with hydrogenated oils and with sodium out the wazoo, eat a fresh salad, organic salad. Eat good oils. That's a key, is eating good oils.
Sure.
Extra virgin olive oils are great. Any kind of oils that are any kind of hydrogenated or processed are probably not.
So flaxseed oil,
hemp seed oil,
coconut oil with lauric acid, which is one of the best things you can take for your immune system.
Yeah, it's the only other place that you can get lauric acid in the world is mother's milk, but you can get it in coconut oil, and that's what creates the immune system in babies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, what about, do you talk about the problems with the way people prepare their foods? Never mind eating better foods, preparing their foods, overcooking, using too much heat. Do you talk about that?
Yeah, I do in the book. As a matter of fact, anywhere from 113 to 118 degrees, depending upon who you read, the enzymes in the food are killed. It's basically an enzymeless food. It's a denatured food at between 113 and 118 Fahrenheit. So one of the keys to being healthy is eating foods that are raw, because you've got the enzymes that help you digest the foods.
Sure, but you're not going to eat raw meat. So when it comes to meat, you don't want to char your meat, because that creates a whole host of very well-known carcinogens as well.
Yeah, I know the HCAs and charred meat and all that. Yeah, so you're right. I mean, if you're going to eat a lot of meat, cook it, but cook it lightly.
Okay. We've been talking to Ty Bollinger. Ty, how can people get more information on you and the book Cancer, Step Outside the Box?
Yeah, my website is cancertruth.net. You can also go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Cancer Truth is my Facebook ID. And so you can get me both those places.
Perfect. And if you go into Facebook and friend me at Transforming Health, I'll have the link to Ty's site as well. And we'll be talking as well about the show on Facebook. So thank you very much for listening to the show. Ty Bollinger, once again, has been my guest. The book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. Go out, have yourself an unbelievable day. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.